Hey! What are you doing here?
Yeah, of course you can come in. Come in.
Hi.
Mwah. It's good to see you. Weird to see you, because I'd expect you to be at work, you know, with my husband. You don't have the wife and kids, but yeah. Come on in. Is everything okay? Of course I can have a chat. Living room, dining room. No. Sit on the floor of the kitchen with me. tea? Awesome. It's an apricot peach blend that I made. There you go. So, what are we talking about? You did what? You found So you found some audio recording of my voice. And now what are you gonna do? Sir, that's blackmail. I always call you sir. You want me to call you master? Sir, you cannot blackmail me, sir. That's... No. No, master, I don't want that. No, master, no. Yes, master. No, master. Yes, master. I am crying, sir. Master. On my knees? Right here in my dining room? Master? No. I can't let that get out. No. No, it would ruin everything. My husband's got it. No. The ethics committee and your wife. And... No, of course I can't let you. Yes. On my knees, right here. Yes, master. I'm on my knees. I just... You want... I will beg. Yes, I will beg. Master. May I please see your cock? Master, please. Master, may I please see your whole naked body, Master? It would please this slave so much to be able to see you and to lick you. I really... Really want to be able to serve you, Master. Please. Oh, Master. Oh, and such a good looking body, Master. Oh, yes. Yes, of course I want it. I want it everywhere. I want that cock. I want it all over me and in me, everywhere. I want to do anything I can to your body. It's so perfect, Master. I don't deserve it. This slave doesn't deserve it. Yes, Master. Please come to me while I'm on my knees. I won't move. In my mouth. Master, before you do, may this slave ask for something, Master? I just would love to be able to kiss you, Master. Yes. Please come here. Join me. On your knees beside me. Oh, Master, you're so good to this slave. As you run your hand over my head. down my neck, yes. And caress my face like that, yes, master. Thank you, you are so good to this slave. Please, please kiss me. Just the softest, gentlest kiss. Master, before you get up off your knees, can you lean in close? You've enjoyed my voice so much. Lean in close, I want to say something to you.
You're gonna regret this for the rest of your fucking life. Don't even think about moving. Yeah, that's my hand on your balls. You fucking stay there where I fucking said to stay. Oh, does it hurt? Does it hurt, you piece of shit? I don't fucking care. I'm gonna release my hand, and I'm gonna get up, but you're fucking not. You fucking stay exactly where you are. Now, you may have heard an audio where I was wearing boots and stepped on the scrotum of a man. You're gonna get my toes. And I don't fucking care how much it hurts. Don't you fucking move. I've got you nailed to the floor now. These toes, yeah, aren't they pretty and sexy? Well, right now they're gonna fucking cause you pain. The length that I have, the strength that I have, that's gonna be your problem. Oh, baby, are you crying? Good. How the fuck dare you come in my house and try to blackmail me? You piece of shit! Fucking stay there while I try to think of what to do with you. God damn it. No, you have nothing on me. Don't you sit there looking at me like you're going to be able to win here. Not only do I physically have control of your body right now. Don't move, baby. Right now it's skin on your scrotum. One quick move and it'll be testicles smashed into my floor. One quick move up. You'll make sure she never gets pregnant again. Now, you think you're in control here, but here's what would happen if you decided to try and release that information. What would happen to me? Nothing. Nobody would care. They would say, fuck, that's really cool that Caroline has something she enjoys. What they would say about you? They would say, that goddamn pusillanimous twerp did what? To a woman in her own home? He was listening to what? Without the permission of his wife? Because you know as well as I do, you're not allowed to listen to porn or watch it. And how easy is it going to be to be able to prove that that was not the first porn you ever found when you stumbled across my voice? You know what's going to happen when and if this information gets out? She's going to ruin your life. And I will watch it happen. Well, I have all the support in the world of people praising me for my evolved sexual stance and power and for not taking shit from a piece of crap like you. So, you fucking piece of shit who used to be called sir by me and will never be called that again. What do we want to do here? I'm going to release that scrotal sac right now. Oof. Whoa! Look at the blood rushing back there. That's a fair amount of pressure I was holding on that skin. Looks like it's gonna fucking hurt. Like that might fucking bruise, baby. Don't you dare goddamn move. Yeah. You can sink your ass down onto your heels. That'll be more comfortable for you. Since I plan on keeping you here. Well, actually, I don't know what I plan on yet. I'm kind of making this up on the fly with you, aren't I? Cannot fucking believe you just brought this into my house. So, back to choices. You want to release this information publicly and see how things go for you? See how things go for me? Play that out. Or do you maybe want to see how I want to be served? Oh, what a good idea. Because no matter how vicious I might be right now,
So, I haven't had my feet bathed in a while, and I would like that. You are going to stay naked. What a coincidence. You're naked, and I'm not. It's almost like I planned that while you were standing over me. Huh. Maybe we don't need to mess with Caroline. Anyway, you are going to stay naked. And get up. That's right, stand up. Faster, faster. I have no interest in your aching joints. Get up. You can go in the kitchen and retrieve... Find me my essential oils there in the drawer where I keep the tea. Some nice lavender and peppermint. And run me a basin of water. And you're going to clean my feet. So well. Actually, for that matter, let's forget the water. You can use your tongue. Oh, yes, I actually was just outdoors. Does the dirt on my feet bother you? No, I didn't think it did. Now, while you start, don't forget the oils. That's right. I'm gonna sit right here. You can start massaging and licking those feet. And I will try to think of what your name should be. It's got to be something good, something I can say in public in front of your wife and my husband that won't make them, ha, 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 ha. You did not get in between my toes. I wanted to call you slave, but that just won't work in public, will it? Pet doesn't work. Page doesn't work. Think with me. Oh, I doubt you can. Look how stupid you are to have thought a plan like this would work. Yeah, that's enough on that foot. Starting to get fairly wet. I do like having my toes in a man's mouth. Hey, it's not the worst job I've ever seen. My foot actually is cleaner and feels nice. Good job with the oils, not too much. Yeah, that's right, use your hands. Buddy. I'm gonna call you Buddy. And to anybody else who hears that, it's gonna sound like this adorably cute... Ooh, that's good, baby. Keep doing that. Adorably cute thing that Caroline just calls you. But when you hear me say, Buddy, you know I mean shit slave. You know I mean the person who I own. Person. Ridiculous. Well, that's a fairly nice job you have done on your mistress's feet. What should you call me? It's a good question. I think we'll go with ma'am. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You don't like having to work for a woman. And you don't have to call anybody ma'am in your life, do you? Won't this be awkward for you when all of a sudden you do have to call me ma'am every time you see me? Say it, buddy. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to allow you to lick my legs. You may start at my ankles, and if I'm impressed, you may be allowed to go higher. What was that? Oh, you want a drink? You might get one. I may piss right in your mouth. That's right, buddy. Lick up my legs. Good. Yes, you may go to the knees. keep going. Yes. Oh, I'm getting so wet. The aroma. The adrenaline. Serve. Oh, yes. You serve me. You want to go higher than my knees? Is this getting you turned on? Me sitting here. In my pretty dress with you completely nude. Serving me. Is that getting you hard? Beg to go higher than my knees. Beg for it. What's my name? That's right. Good, buddy. Higher. Yeah, you're gonna need to lift off that skirt now, aren't you? What's that you see? No panties. I never do. Not that it's gonna matter to you. Lick all the way up that thigh and, the other one. Yeah, that's right. Get right up. I want your mouth open. As I lean back and show you this pretty pussy. You like the look of that? Close your eyes. Do you like the smell of that? Yeah? You want to taste it?
Too fucking bad. Tasting my pussy is something that's reserved for people who deserve it. You aren't a people right now, are you, buddy? Now, keep that mouth open. I am gonna get just a couple millimeters away from you. And you can't taste. Don't you dare move that tongue. You just hold that mouth open. Ah, that's right. Smelly, completely.
I want me so deep inside your olfactory passages, you won't be able to think of anything but this pretty pussy. Now, you hold still, because this might hurt, and if you move, I'll make it hurt more.
Hold still and you fucking keep those eyes closed. You keep that mouth open. Oh, that's a good smack. Oh, God, I love seeing your body flinch.
But you're not moving. Just those involuntary reactions that you can't control because you're such a piece of shit you can't even control your own body. I think you need more. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Now, I think I've had enough of a disturbance in my day. Sit back on your knees. That's right. Knees and feet on the floor. Rest your butt on your heels. That's right. Now let's bring those cute little hands up to your chest. And stick your tongue out. Good. That's right. What a good puppy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get up now. Does puppy want me to get up? Yeah. Yeah, puppy's going to get me to up. Oh, wow. I'm going to get up for puppy. What does puppy want? Do I care what puppy wants? No. Puppy doesn't have a brain in his head. Puppy has no idea what I'm saying, does he? No. Puppy, just sit there. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good puppy. Puppy, beg.
Yeah. Puppy, good puppy. Oh, puppy, down. Down, puppy.
Oh, good puppy.
Puppy, go to the door.
On your hands and knees, you idiot.
That's a good puppy. Go to the door now. That's right. No, no, puppy doesn't need clothes. Puppies don't wear clothes. No. But puppy can get his leash right there on the hook. Yeah, yeah. Don't look at me like that, buddy. Yeah, that's my dog's leash. You're gonna use it. I wasn't prepared for this. You want to be treated differently? I guess you should have tried this differently. You fucking piece of shit. Pass me the leash with your mouth, you dog. There you go. You don't have a collar. I'll just tie it around your neck. Your ma'am can hold the end of the leash. Good puppy. Oh, what a good puppy you are. Okay, come on, let's go. That's right. We're gonna go for a walk on your hands and knees. Good puppy. Walker. Okay, now sit here. Yeah, sit here and beg. Oh, is this right in front of the living room window? Is it possible somebody could see inside? Good thing puppy doesn't care. No, puppy doesn't care. Puppies don't need clothes. They listen, don't they? Yeah, good puppy. Good puppy. Okay, let's walk out of this room now. Oh, look at your little back end wiggling right in front of the window. How slow can I make this go? How slow can I make this go? And let's go back in the kitchen now, puppy. Come on with me. Good puppy. Yes, you're a good puppy. Oh, we're back to this pile of clothes. On your knees. Give me my leash. Piece of shit. Get dressed, but leave me your socks, your boxers, and your undershirt. No, I really don't care what she's gonna say. I'm sure a creative brain like you, who was able to think of blackmailing a woman like me, will be able to think of something. And be cautious the next time you see me, buddy. I may require something else that you have. That's right. Get dressed. Is that your wallet in there? That pocket? Looks like it's kind of heavy. Good. Take it out. Let me see it. Is this here, this Costco card? Great, that can stay with me. That's a little bit of proof. And you're gonna have to get a new one, which is gonna be a major pain in the ass and a huge inconvenience, and you're gonna have to explain to her why. And I kind of like the idea of inconveniencing the piece of shit that you are. And looks like you've got... $150 worth of cash in there, eh? I think I'll keep it. Good. Now, have a great day. And the next time you want to be creative, maybe you should run it by somebody with a brain first. Because I consider that I was pretty kind to you this time, buddy. And the next time I see you, I can't promise I will be.